This module is going to talk about the third major segment of the body of knowledge, and it's on reliability in the design and development phase. Now, you've heard me say it many times that reliability occurs in the design. Either the overt and deliberate actions we take to achieve a reliability objective, or the myriad of decisions we make that creates a product that goes to market. And many of those decisions will result in the actual reliability performance. Whether they're consciously designed to achieve a particular reliability goal or not. There are good products that are designed by capable efficient engineers, mechanical, electrical, software, and the combination of them to put together a product that work just fine. And they work for a long time. Now, it can be part craftsmanship, it can be part of the experience of those designers, and so on. But it's also part of the deliberate intention to make a product that will not fail. And that comes into consideration with all of the types of information that you need to understand what the product stresses are going to be. And so a combination of how the product is going to be used and what's the environment about it, but also what's the expectations and the softer side of product design and marketing. Now, any good program starts with an objective in mind. It's when do we need to ship and what functions and what are the specifications and who's the target audience and what are their requirements. And there's many, many tools that go into helping us understand what the product requirements are. Now, a big piece of that is the reliability aspect of those requirements. And so having good, clear, consistent requirements up front and well documented, such that the entire organization, or all of those that need to know, understand how reliable it should be, and more importantly, how reliable their part of the system should be. So part of the overall process is to understand what the requirements are in making those unambiguous. And then we use a range of different tools, which we'll talk about in this section, about converting our work and action to design and develop and deploy a product such that it meets those requirements. And so back to like the Covey idea of start with the end in mind, it's the same when we're dealing with product reliability or system reliability for that matter. Now, another quick reminder is that as you're going through the course, I'm sure you're going to run into questions as you work the examples or work the sample exams or go through the lectures. As you get questions, please jot them down and just fire off an email to me, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. So once again, please do ask questions of me, of your peers in the course, on the creprep.wordpress.site.com site, or on the LinkedIn group for CRE preparation. And so there's lots of ways for you to get answers, but it only really starts when you ask a question. So next we'll talk about a range of different design techniques that will help us affect the reliability of the system we're working with.